Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, September 28, 1964, the Daily News reported on a landmark achievement in Barbados' sporting history when Earl Maynard was declared the winner of the Mr. Universe bodybuilding competition. Maynard was born in November 1935 in Dean's Village, St. Michael, and according to writer J. Clarence Hiles, was a frail and often ill teenager. However, he started exercising to such an extent that he developed his tall physique and was able to begin his career in competitive bodybuilding as early as 1955, when he entered and eventually won the Mr. Trade Fair and Mr. Junior Barbados competitions. Maynard himself tells us that in 1956, he left Barbados for England with a one-way ticket and £5 in his pocket and joined the Royal Air Force. According to Hiles, during his time in the RAF, Maynard had a stint as a boxer, but soon gave that up in favor of wrestling after being introduced to the sport by a wrestling promoter. During his deployment in Cyprus, he proved his prowess against Turkish and Cypriot opponents. He would continue to compete in that sport upon his return to the United Kingdom, touring the country in various contests whilst working out regularly. However, it was in bodybuilding competition that Maynard would find his greatest sporting success. Even as he continued wrestling, he entered and came second in the Mr. Metropolis bodybuilding competition, as well as the Mr. London contest in 1957. And in 1958, he won the Mr. TV Adonis title. By 1959, he was already a world-class competitive bodybuilder. That year, he secured the Most Muscular Man in the World award in Canada, as well as emerging victorious in the Mr. Europe contest, before going on to take the Mr. England title in 1960. The Mr. Universe competition was organized by the National Amateur Bodybuilders Association, and Maynard had taken part in it since 1958, and over the years, he won or came second in several classes. According to the paper, he entered the 1964 edition as an early favorite and was able to beat out a field of international competitors for the overall title. He then went on to win several international competitions over the next 15 years, including the International Federation of Bodybuilders Mr. Universe in 1965 and the 1978 Mr. Masters America AAU contest. Maynard's wrestling career ran concurrent with his career in bodybuilding into the 1960s. According to Hiles, he performed at notable venues such as Madison Square Garden, Albert Hall, and the London Palladium, and eventually won the title of National Tag Team Champion twice in the National Wrestling Alliance in 1970 and 1972, with Rocky Johnson and Dory Dixon, his longtime partner, respectively. He also became an actor, starring in several movies including 1972's Melinda, Black Belt Jones in 1974, and The Deep in 1977, and worked with film stars such as Christopher Lee and Jackie Chan. He has also produced and directed a number of films. He is in several halls of fame for his exploits in both bodybuilding and wrestling, and is the recipient of the Barbados Service Medal for his contribution to sport. Maynard eventually returned to Barbados and continues to actively support the sport that won him the title of Mr. Universe, a victory that was reported on this day, September 28th, 1964.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.